Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I am Ellen Hartwell, your host, and my infamous co-host is John Warren. How are you today, John? Infamous person, you.
I don't care. I'll take it. I'm infamous. I don't know what I did to become infamous, but I'll take it. I am great. Glad to be here.
Do you want me to tell them?
Oh, no, because I'm a little lost on what it might be. So next week, tune in.
You don't know which thing I'm going to bring up. I think we'll just leave that to our listeners' imagination, my dear. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Awkward silence ensues. Yes. Well, anyway, this is Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. We're so glad you're with us today. And if you would like to reach John Warren or myself, Ellen Hartwell, it's very easy to do. Go to our website, ellenhartwell.com. You can email us through there, that site, and you'll be surprised at all we have to offer there. So do go to our website, ellenhartwell.com. We'd love to hear from you, suggestions, complaints, and what have you. So today's topic, John, is wink at your manifestations. Wink at the God of your understanding. Now, that seems a little frivolous and silly, but actually it isn't, because if we're not lighthearted and we're not having fun as we do our affirmations and look toward our manifestations or demonstrations, then it becomes like this. I am a person who has a Maserati in my driveway. I am a person who has a new house. And it gets so deadly dull that I don't want any part of it, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't practice that. And so we have to think of ways to make it more fun. One of the reasons that church or temple can be boring, I'm not saying it is, I'm saying can be, hear me, can be, is because it's all ritual and by rote and Our Father who art in heaven, blah, 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 blah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I happen to like some of the rituals in the churches and the temples and the mosques. I think they're beautiful. However, we don't want to do our affirmations in a rote way. We want to really get into it and wink at it. Say, I know you're in there in the ethers, you manifestation you, and give it a big wink and say, come here, baby. And we have fun with it. We flirt with it. I happen to be a Christian, God outside of the box, but I am, and I flirt with Jesus. Now, people are going to say, that is blasphemy. No, it isn't. The Spirit of God, which comes to me in the form of Jesus, one of his many forms, I might add, or hers, and I'll wink at Jesus and say, hey, you handsome thing, you, I need to talk to you because I'm having a little bit of a challenge with this particular demonstration or manifestation. So come here, baby. And in my mind, there he is in all his beautiful glory. And I say, listen here, honey, blah, 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 blah. I've been doing this and doing that, and I'm still not seeing it exiting the ethers and coming into consensual reality. So come on, baby, give me a hint. What am I not doing right? Or where am I off? Or where am I unclear? Or where am I not conscious? Or where am I too heavily influenced by race mind consciousness? And you know what? If I then shut up, which I do on rare occasion, but I do, and listen up, I'll get some hints. I'll get some help. I'll get some ideas. They come to me in images, sometimes in words, but I'm winking at my manifestations or at Christ or God, whatever people believe, God, Spirit, Universe, and saying, let's have some fun with this. Let's have a good laugh over, I thought I was manifesting this, and don't you know it came out that way, and I can't for the life of me understand it right now, but okay, thank you, and whatever that is will turn into something good. But I have to have fun with it. So when I look at what I'm manifesting, when I look at the co-created reality I desire, in the ethers, it's not here yet, this thing or that event or this event isn't here yet. I wink at it and I go, hey, don't play with me now. I know you're out there. Come hither, dear. And it lightens it up and it brings the energy levels up and it takes the vibration level up. And it is from a higher vibration that we manifest. So if I can't have fun and wink at spirit or wink at my affirmations and say, come here, baby, day, then I'm not having fun. And if you're like me, listeners, if you're not having fun, you're not going to do it. It's a chore. It's like, okay, yeah, I said my affirmations, okay, on with my dreary day. No, I have fun with it, and I say my affirmations with authority because I know that spirit living within me is that authority. So I can say, John, I am a person who has fill in the blank, and you know what? I'm winking at it, and I'm having fun with it, and I just know it's on the way. And that energy, that enthusiasm, that belief begins to bring in our demonstrations, manifestations, maybe piece by piece, maybe all at once, but it comes because we're having fun. I don't feel we're supposed to sit here and be dreary and so reverent that we can't pick our head up off of our chest. I think we're supposed to have fun. I think we're supposed to laugh. And so winking at our manifestations makes it more fun, makes it more real, because as I'm winking at something, I'm not winking at a blank TV screen. I'm winking at something that I'm seeing in my mind's eye and saying, come hither, baby. What do you think, John? Have I finally lost my last marble?
Finally? Oh, your last yeah. marble was a while ago. Come on, Ellen. I love conceptually this talk. This needs to be a sermon of yours, by the way. And I totally, you know, I'm absolutely on board. There is something, especially people who are new to this practice, that we get into something that's it's horribly focused and serious. And in that seriousness, it's actually sometimes the heaviness around I am a person who or I am affirming this becomes not only it comes from a place of weakness, unfortunately. The beautiful thing about this winking at your manifestation or winking at the universe and saying, come on, let's go, let's get this going, let's get on this ride together, is that you're actually, and I'm actually empowering when I keep it light, I'm empowering myself. The universe doesn't need any power. The universe has all the power it needs. I'm actually loosening up the baggage. I'm going, do I really need to carry around this? Does it have to be this heavy? Because things manifest with great ease. The universe actually happens and works instantaneously. Most of the time in my life, the universe is waiting for me. I'm not waiting for it. And,
amen.
But I have to get rid of everything that is holding me back and weighting me down. And there is a difference between, I always say this, between force and power. And if I'm trying to force, I always say this to people and to myself, if I'm trying to force a manifestation, it's possible because of the way the universe works and consensual reality that I will get that manifestation. But I haven't earned the space and expanded into the vibration, lightening my load to get to the vibration. So it will come and it will go. In other words, I can force something into my experience briefly, and then it will go. But if I'm coming from a place of consensual power where I'm working with in a light and fun and delightful manner, what it is that with the universe, with God, with Jesus, with whatever it is that we work of, that is the great power that created us, that we come from, that we are emergent from, working with that, it's light, it's easy. God doesn't sweat it. God really honestly doesn't sweat it. God doesn't sit in the corner and bite his nails and go, oh my God, I hope the real estate market gets better so I can sell this place and get a bigger place. And I hope the new, I mean, God's not biting his nails, smoking in the corner. I used to have somebody I worked with early on who would say to me, you know, John, God is not an overworked social worker who has misplaced your file. And
yeah,
it's always
John,
stuck with me because, yeah, that's always stuck with me.
Yes, and that's a wonderful story there. But I do have a question. Does God have fingernails? Well, you brought it up. You said it. I
God,
didn't.
Not God. Yes, God has quite wonderful fingernails. And
he does.
You should see. Well, yeah, the manicurist is overworked, but it does get done. Yes, lovely.
Okay,
and perfectly good cuticles. Move on.
I think we better get away from this. And it could be she, too, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just not get too involved in the manicurist. Wow. Okay, anyway, so yes, I agree with you totally, except about the nails. But I do think it's fun and exciting to wink at our manifestations. I also think that one of the things that we forget, I do anyway, is that all of my feelings, not some, all of my feelings are real and valid, and they're mine. They don't belong to anybody else. They're mine. And if I can nudge myself out of my less than happy feelings into happier feelings, when I'm feeling kind of, I am a person who blah, 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 and I'm boring myself to death and probably others, if I can get a little lighter and wink at it and say, you know what? Come here, baby. I know you're out there. I know that I can use the power within me to co-create the reality that I desire, and I can have fun with it. It helps me to feel better. It helps me to feel more empowered. I was talking with someone not long ago who said, you know, Ellen, I just don't have the willpower. And it wasn't over an addiction or anything, by the way, people. This was over another issue. I just don't have the willpower. And I'm like, well, of course you don't. And she said, what? I said, I don't have any willpower. You don't? I said, no, and neither do you. But I do have God power. And she went, oh, my God, that's great. So God power, spirit power, and spirit power is not heavy and dense and weighted down. It is light and airy and full of fun and creation. Don't forget, spirit is always creating. It has to be. It's always creating. That's what spirit is, a creating divine intelligence. So it's always creating. And if we look within ourselves and have a little smile and a little wink, we can find that connection within ourselves to that power and begin to use it to make our demonstrations or manifestations. So having fun with it, embracing all of our feelings, not cookie-cuttering ourselves and saying, oh, well, I shouldn't feel that way. Why not? You get to feel sad or angry or lonely or upset or angry or whatever. Those are your feelings. They're great. They're real. Use the energy of your emotions to co-create the reality that you want. Don't deny yourself a good old, I'm mad. Vent it. Get it out of your system. Talk about it with someone you trust. If you're sad, say so. We all get sad sometimes. Just because we believe in some higher power doesn't mean we don't have our emotions or that any emotion is wrong. Now, what we do with our emotions can get us into trouble, because it's my opinion that feelings are illuminations, not instructions. But we get to have all of them, and we get to gather them all up and examine them if we want to, look at them, get to know them, get to understand them, their genesis, whatever. But then say, okay, I am not just this. I am not just that. I am all of these feelings, and I can gather them all up and say, I'm going to use the power of those emotions to bring into this reality that which I want, co-creating with a lot of fun and a few winks, the reality that, in fact, I'm attempting to manifest, and I believe I will manifest. I think it's very important to lightly embrace the whole nine yards and say, okay, come here, baby. Come hither, you beautiful new home, you. Come hither, you perfect partner, you. Come hither, you big bank account, you. Come hither, you great new job. Because if we do that and we wink and we smile and we laugh, we'll find that we not only feel better, but that we're able to co-create that reality probably a bit more quickly. When we're all down and sitting on the pity pot, we're not really into our manifestations. We're taken back or pulled aside or distracted by those more difficult feelings. But the worst thing we can do is say, I don't feel that way, or I shouldn't feel that way. I do feel that way, and it's okay that I feel that way. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's how I feel. And then expand from that, say, sad place into a place that embraces the sadness, but also embraces some happiness. What made you happy today? What blessings can you count? What positive thought can you glom onto? Never denying how you feel, but winking at yourself and winking at universe and saying, you know what, it's time to have some fun with all of this, for crying out loud. And by the way, you are listening to Metaphysical Hors D'oeuvres here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate your listen. We really do. And if you'd like to contact us, you can at ellenhartwell.com. And, oh, by the way, I might mention, John and I are co-creating with Universe, Spirit, God, a seminar in the spring next year here in beautiful Florida, and we'd love to have you join us. So details to follow on that one. So, John, okay, have fun, wink at your manifestations. Don't cookie cutter yourself. When we manifest, I have a question for you. When we are demonstrating, when we're trying to bring something from the ethers into this reality, I believe that gratitude and belief couple up to bring us that reality. And I know that gratitude is important, or appreciation, if you don't like the word gratitude, or count your blessings, whatever word or words work for you. And having that sense of, I have God power. I may not have any willpower, but I have God power, and I will use that power with lightness and fun to bring into my reality that which I desire. My question is as follows. If you don't believe, even though you have gratitude and appreciation, and even though you're affirming with enthusiasm and feeling, what happens if you don't believe it, if it just seems like it's mental gymnastics? What do you do with that?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not sure. I actually am not quite sure. Are you saying if you don't believe that you are deserving of the manifestation? I'm not sure what you're asking me, Ellen.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that I can co-create my own reality.
Oh, well, I'll tell you my answer to that when it comes up, because that's actually a pretty normal person. Although most people who come to people like you and I are already halfway home with that. They wouldn't, if they totally didn't believe, they wouldn't be in our orbit. So they have some faith, and I start there. And just say, no, well, start with the faith you got. I mean, all you need is a mustard seed. You don't actually need the entire mustard plant to go. And honestly, I am a firm believer in fake it till you make it. And if that doesn't work, then start with stuff that you can actually feel comfortable manifesting and go there and see what happens. I am, and this is in the winking, absolutely in the keeping it loose, keeping it light, winking at your manifestation and saying, okay, I'll actually give this a time frame. And if you've lived, as I always say this, if you've lived on $40,000 a year for most of your adult life and you suddenly want to manifest $40 million, chances are probably you may not be able to lean into that right away, but we can certainly expand and we can certainly grow and play with it for a month. I think if someone comes to me and they say, oh, ye of little, I am of little faith in this department. And I say, I will usually say, oh, okay, let's take the little bit of faith that you have and grow it. We're going to water it. We're going to seed it. What if we pretend that you believe this? And because I have noted something in my experience, Ellen, and maybe you have the same experience, God doesn't actually make a huge amount of demands. We make those demands. The God of my understanding, yeah, the universe says to me, usually says to me, you know, what I get back is, I just take a little. I'll take whatever you got. The faith that you got, let's work with that. And we'll expand it and expand it. So, like, as we talked about last week, it may be like 40 pink turtles on pajamas. That's a weird one. But I can take that tiny little seemingly innocuous manifestation and say, okay, something's going on here. And I can ask for the grace to expand my faith. And that's usually what it is. I hope I answered your question, because I don't think
you
it takes
did.
A lot of faith. I think,
no.
Yeah, and I'll just wind up really quickly on this and say, I don't think it, one of the things that's so beautiful about winking at your manifestation and keeping it light is we come from so much tradition, spiritual or religious tradition, in many of our worlds where it's, I've got to be faithful and have 100% perfect faith. And it's like, no, you don't. You got to have a little bit to work with. It's putty. Play with it. Expand it. And God will open you. God will open doors left, right, and center once you believe. Just pretend the first door is there and see what happens. See what happens.
I agree. I agree. And I feel, too, John, and I know from experience, as you do, I'm sure, if we wink at our faith, I might have this little drop of faith that says, well, maybe there's a higher power, God, Spirit, universe, maybe. I'm not sure, but maybe. Okay, well then, wink at that and go, if you're real, if there's something to this, then show me that. Wink at it. Come here. Come here, baby, and show me that.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it. You do it by something that in your mind is small. So when I was first doing this, I thought, okay, thoughts or things, huh? What? No, come on. Well, excuse me, thoughts aren't things in and of themselves, but focused thought with emotion and affirmation do become things. Uh-huh. Okay, I didn't believe it for a minute, not for 1 second. No, don't believe it. But I was willing to try, and so I said, okay, well, I am going to manifest this. And it was a small thing, in my mind, a small thing. But I affirmed it. I said, you know what, I don't know if this is possible, but I'm going to do this, and I'm going to keep at it, and I'm going to have this in front of me within a month. And I kept at it, and don't you know, it was a $5 bill, by the way. Within a few days, that $5 bill came into my life out of nowhere, and I mean literally out of nowhere. I was raking some leaves, and it was in the leaves, hello, and I went,
yeah.
Woohoo! Okay. And so it gave me a little bit more faith. And now I would say, wink at that little bit of faith and say, and get bigger. Let me feel more of this. Let me see more of this and keep on manifesting things, a parking spot, a phone call from a friend, something that it doesn't seem too huge for you to believe that it's possible. And you watch. Not only will your faith increase, but your God power will increase. That's wrong. I take it back. It's not that God power increases. We have it. It's that we become conscious of our God power. And
yes.
Then it starts to get very interesting and very fun. Wink at consciousness. I am here to learn how to be a conscious being. Come here, consciousness. Come over here. Come and sit down beside me, baby, and have fun with it, and you'll find that you are more conscious, you are more aware, you are more full of God power, and you are more full of faith. Now, that faith doesn't have to be in a particular God or a particular universe or divine intelligence, but it is a faith in a power that is greater than yourself that also resides within yourself. And if you play with that and wink at it, you'll start to get a funny feeling that it could be true. And then you'll go from it could be to it might be. And before long, you're going to go, you know, it is true, because I can tell you that I manifested A, B, C, and D. And I did it by affirming, by winking at it, by having fun with it, by playing with it. So if I can manifest $5, something is at work here, so let me see if I can manifest $10, and so forth. Now, it doesn't mean that you sit there in your easy chair with your feet up, eating Cheetos and watching reruns of All in the Family. No, it doesn't. You got to do the footwork. If you don't have a job, for instance, okay, I have a job within 30 days. Yes, I do. And it's a job that my coworkers are great and my boss is great and the pay is great and there's room for growth. So I have a job. Great. Believe it. Feel it. Just get into it. Wink at that job. Say, come here, baby. And do all that as you apply for jobs, as you contact a recruiter, as you pound the pavement. I don't think they do that anymore, John. I'm showing my age. As you look on the internet, as you go to Indeed or Monster.com or whatever it is, Career Builders, you do the footwork and you manifest it with the power that is around you and within you, working on your behalf at all times. Wink at that working on my behalf
yes.
at all times. And you know
and
what?
Ellen, I will say,
you're going to see it.
Yeah. you're going to see it. And I want to say, I want to dive in here really quickly and say two things before we're done, which is you're making room in that case. It's always so important to say, wink at it, but let the manifestation, let the lovely flirtation also come to you by not only doing the footwork, but also doing your life. So saying, I'm in this position and I have this job by the end of the month. See what happens. Play with it. And the last thing, the other thing I want to say really quickly, when I was studying religious science to become a practitioner, the first assignment we got was you will manifest $20 out of the blue. It can't just be I'll go to the bank and get $20 out, or you're
right.
not doing it. It will be out of the blue. And mine came in the form of, I will say, a football ticket, which was weird, which is exactly $20. Somebody handed it to me. The face value was $20. It was fascinating, and I really wanted to go to this game. And the last thing is really quickly is if you don't have enough faith, go into a space where other people do and borrow some of theirs. It's very simple. The universe makes very loose terms when you are starting out, and I promise you this, and very loose and inviting terms. We want you on board. And the people, and I mean that in the broadest sense, it's a beautiful experience. Once you get into the rhythm of winking to that beautiful universe, that beautiful consciousness, that beautiful faith, it is an astonishing, amazing world, and it consistently opens up into new, amazing vistas. That's what I wanted to dive in before we're done, Ellen. How'd I do? What do you think?
You know what, John? You know what? I think you did great. And for those who don't have an image or a vision of higher power, God, spirit, universe, it's okay. You don't have to. Create something in your mind. Maybe it's a rainbow. Maybe it's a bolt of lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a beautiful plant. Maybe it's just a kaleidoscope of light. You know, Christmas lights blinking. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that you have some idea of some power working within and around you at all times on your behalf, and create an image. It can be a blade of grass. It can be a dang tulip. It doesn't matter the what, nature itself. It doesn't matter the what, but ask for some kind of image that you really relate to. I know people that hold stones in their hand and say, that's higher power to me. I don't care. I don't care. As long as you develop a sense of a power greater than yourself that lives within you and is always around you and is working on your behalf, wink at that energy. Maybe you see it as an arc of electricity. Yeah, that's fine. Doesn't matter. Wink at it. And say, you know what, I invite you to show me more about this. And how do we get to the more about this is by those $5 or $20 or that job or that parking place or that phone call from a friend or the library calls and say, you know what, well, we did say that book was out of print, but we did get it from Interlibrary Loan, so if you'd like to come and pick it up, you may. It doesn't have to be a mansion and a yacht and, you know, Mr. Wonderful yet. We'll get there. We'll get there. It doesn't matter as long as you keep exercising that muscle that says, I am winking at the things that I want. I'm having fun with it. I'm affirming it. I'm believing it more and more every day. And you watch. You're right, John. Doors will open all over the place. And things will start to happen in a way that you're like, wait a minute. How did that happen? That can't be. Well, yes, it can, because you just manifested something. We have about 90 seconds, John, and I do want to say that it is so much fun to do this. When we get out of it has to be this way, you know. No, it doesn't. It's the way that works for you, and just keep at it. And the more, the better off you'll find yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, body, mind, spirit, and you have more energy and you feel better and life gets exciting because you're flirting with what you want. You're affirming it, but you're flirting with it. You're having fun with it, and then it becomes a joyful journey. And you're also right, John, find like-minded people that you can be around and let it rub off on you. Yes?
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to have to go shortly, John. Any final words, you infamous
person? No. I love being infamous. I love this practice, as you know. And just for the record, people who don't have this language at all, Ellen, manifest all the time. And so it does work no matter what. It's working right now.
Right.
And I love doing this show, too. Have a great week, what I have to say. That's
right.
What I have
and
to
we
say.
Have nine
practice.
Seconds left. So, yes, practice. There is no right or wrong here. And you'll find that out if you just give it a try. For 30 days, give it a try. We appreciate you listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. We'll be back next week talking about green pastures. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye.
Bye.